to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I have been joined and will continue to be joined for the next hour with Nada Almakashvi. And we were talking about how Nada and her family ended up in Wisconsin from Sudan, but then also why she chooses to stay in Wisconsin when I'm sure you are talented enough to do whatever you want, wherever you want. But I read this because I was looking for a succinct bio. I mean, I know you and I know the stuff that you do, but I was like, oh, let me see if I can find a little succinct bio about Nada. And I think it was a conversation you had on the podcast Black Oxygen. And it said, I think one of your favorite quotes is a James Baldwin quote that says, "The place in which I'll fit will not exist until I make it."
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very good one.
Yeah.
And so with that, and the policy work that you do inside of Representative Hong's office, let's like limit it to five. But as far as your wish list for Wisconsin, what are the biggest kind of pie in the sky, I wish we could get there?
I had one big one.
All right, we'll start with one.
I wish that we had a state where our Democratic Party was more imaginative and more inclusive than it is now. Because I think a lot of the not winning that we're doing is because of not being flexible and maybe using an old playbook that isn't relevant anymore. And so when I tried to think of, you know, having a state that is really great for people of color, I think we're one of the most segregated states in the country, if not the most segregated. When I looked at, you know, being able to not have an abortion ban law in the books from like the 1800s, all of these wish list items that I had kind of went back to, you know, a state where the true values of our community members were reflected in our legislature. And so it went to, how do we win in Wisconsin? What do we do differently? And so when it comes to race, I really wish we learned how to talk about it better. I think that a lot of our issues come from not being flexible or imaginative with our politics as Dems. So that's like one core thing that I really wish we could change.
When you say flexible and imaginative, what would be an example of being flexible and imaginative?
There was a, not to take it back to the debate, not to take
sure,
it back to the
debate. Sure, let's take it back to the debate. Why not? It's topical.
It's the only thing on my mind. But a couple days ago, an article came out about kind of the candidate's stances on a bunch of different issues. And one candidate, not going to name it, just in the sense of talking about the issue and not who it was, said that CRT is a distraction tactic by Republicans. They kind of went on to say that, you know, the people of the state, the people of their communities did not care about that issue. They only cared about the bread and butter issues and the economic issues that, you know, that they assumed the majority of Wisconsins care about. And I can understand that it was, you know, that Democratic tactic of when Republicans try to use something bizarre to divide and kind of, you know, drum up their base, that we deflect and move on. But I think when it comes to race, when it comes to CRT, that issue is not one where you can just ignore it. It's one where you have to offer the truth in place of whatever propaganda they're spitting up. And so the inflexibility came from this idea that, you know, anything regarding race, anything regarding white supremacy is a topic that you immediately ignore and talk about the bread and butter issues when it is, it's such an important topic for people that are not only not represented in government in positions of power as much as we want, but I genuinely think that race and inclusivity matter to every single Wisconsinite, white or black, or whatever race they identify as. And so it would be wonderful to have a candidate who's not a person of color, to have a white candidate say, you know, the teaching of history is so important, you know, for our community. The way Republicans are talking about it is divisive. Here is the truth. Here is why racial equity matters to me. And then move on and say, this is part of the things that we need to address, and then talk about, you know, economic whatever, the middle class, but to kind of throw it to the side as something that doesn't matter to your community was something that I saw and was like, yeah, this is the same playbook that Democrats use. And so I would love a Wisconsin where, you know, Tony Evers could get on stage and say to Rebecca Clefish when she comes after him for CRT, don't you remember learning about Rosa Parks in school? How did that make you feel? I think it relates to what you talked about during the Senate debate, which was, why don't these candidates just own the criticism and talk about it instead of ignoring it? And again, I think that is a winning strategy that we need to implement, and we need to hold our candidates accountable to, our white candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a long answer to that one.
No, I mean, I think it's a good answer, because I think when you say, because that can mean a lot of different things, right? When you say flexible and imaginative, because like I look at the Democratic Party and the strategy, because how the gerrymandering and how the redistricting has happened, and the lack of help, it seems like, down ballot candidates get across the state outside of Madison and Milwaukee, because it's assumed that they can't win. And so I have said this, like, I don't know why Chevy Johnson in a nonpartisan race got $100,000 from the Wisconsin Democrats, and when that amount of money could help a lot of other down ballot candidates this fall. Mm-hmm. But I'm not in charge. And like I said, I'm not a political strategist. I'm just a comedian who has a lot to say. And so it's like when you say flexible and imaginative, that's where my brain goes. Right. And so that's why I wanted you to
expand
on what that means actually for you, because I think there's probably a lot of people who agree with you on that, but it can take different forms.
Absolutely. And I think it's every person has their own idea of what, you know, the party can be more flexible and more imaginative. And I think I think our biggest positive as a party is that we have such a large umbrella. And I think it's also what we use to stop ourselves from growth all the time, where we kind of get overwhelmed with all these ideas, these stances, and we decide to placate what's not maybe as progressive to kind of appeal to a certain part of that umbrella, instead of saying the beauty of our party is how many people we are underneath it, and we will try to get the policy that best incorporates every single one of our, you know, values or whatever, which is very difficult. But the reason why Republicans are so on message is because it's very straightforward what they're fighting for. And so I think flexibility also, you know, going back to the debate, people kept saying woman all the time, all the candidates, even my own, when it comes to reproductive justice, instead of saying people who need abortions, people who need abortion care. And so this big tent party, this big umbrella party, is something that we really need to be cognizant of.
Well, and part of that is your demographic, Gen Z, which is what we're going to talk about when we come back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.